Chapter 2. The New King Rules. Hamlet's worst enemy is now the man in charge. King Claudius ordered that the castle's great hall be brightly lit with blazing torches. His family and advisors were laughing and talking while they waited for one last guest to arrive. The members of the royal court had been called for an announcement.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of the words in this paragraph. First, there's advisors. Claudius has invited his family and advisors to a meeting. I wasn't sure what advisors were, but I noticed that the word is really similar to advise and advice, so I'm guessing that the king's advisors are people who give him advice, right? Then there's the royal court, as in, the members of the royal court had been called. But what is the royal court? Well, the book says that the king, his family, and his advisors are waiting for one more guest. So the royal court must be a group made up of the king's family members and advisors. Okay, we're at the second paragraph on page 10, which starts with, "Finally, Prince Hamlet walked in the door."
Finally, Prince Hamlet walked in the door, and the laughter hushed. Hamlet was dressed in black and his face looked grim. He wore black clothes in honor of his father's death. Everyone looked away except for Ophelia. She was the beautiful daughter of the new king's advisor, Polonius. Hamlet loved Ophelia. She was, he thought, the only one in the room who could understand his misery.